Post-Digital Lifehack, we're going to be giving you a can't-miss call from the Kim Komando Show that just lit up our weekends.
After years of creepy hosts doing who knows what, Airbnb is finally putting an end to the weirdo indoor security cams. I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, featuring NVIDIA GPUs. Accelerate your AI workload. Take a free test drive at oracle.com/Kim. Starting April 30th, Airbnb prevents any security cameras inside vacation rentals. Sure, we're hoping this is curtains for the era of voyeuristic hosts, but don't bet on it. Still do a quick scan for any hidden cameras. Turn off the room's lights and scan for small red or green LEDs. Night vision cameras blink or shine in low light. Then check for one-way mirrors with hidden cameras. Shine your phone's flashlight through them. If one side of the mirror is more brightly lit, you have a problem. Next, check the devices connected to the rental's wireless network for anything strange. And if all this is just totally freaking you out, pick up a hidden camera detector on Amazon. A good one is around $50. And if you do find a hidden camera, call the police. Get tech smarts the easy way at getkim.com.
Okay, as promised, here's a standout call for my show.
Cameron in St. George, Utah. Hi, Cameron.
Hi, Kim. It's good to talk to you again.
Well, thank you. Thank you. What did we talk about last time? Was it a reunion?
It was about the reunion, class reunion, some tools to help organize a class reunion. And I really appreciate the input. And it's kind of there in the background so that when the time comes, we're ready to roll with it.
All right. Well, we are back for more. Okay. I'm glad. Okay. How can I help you today, Cam?
Well, what we've got going on is I've got a good-sized family, and we shop at the big-box stores. We shop at the warehouse stores. But whenever we're shopping, we run into this snag of, do we already have this item in the pantry? Do we already have this item in the fridge? And so we're always calling back and forth to the kids, what do we have so we don't overbuy, or we come back home and like, oh, we totally forgot to buy that item. And it's really, really frustrating. Yeah. So I was trying to figure out if there are some tools, some apps, something that we can inventory what we have so we know what we need to buy. And then when we go to the store, we can just pull that up on our phone and create that list for ourselves of here's what you've got, here's what you need to rotate through, here's what you need to buy.
Here's what's expiring. What about, here's what's expiring.
Totally. That way you're like, oh no, this is out of date. We got to throw it away. And there goes, a bunch of money down the drain. Anything like that would be awesome to help facilitate that with a family.
Cameron, how many different items do you think you have?
How many items do we have? We've got, if you look, count like individual cans and boxes, we've got 200 probably.
Okay, probably about two. Okay. All right. Well, there's two that I know of. Okay. I think you're really going to want the first one, because you already like the one that I was thinking of first was, there's an app called Food Storage, but it's really set up for preppers who don't really know what they're doing. Okay. So where you set goals and you say, by this date, we're going to have this, but you've already got that down. So you don't need that. Mm-hmm. The other one is Pantry Check. And I think that's probably the one that's going to work for you. You use your phone, you can scan barcodes, or you can manually input things, you can add expiration dates, and you can also note the location. So where it is in this thing. So you're like, okay, it's on the third shelf on the left hand side, second to the back or whatever it is. Then you can also, when you take things out, it can go on a shopping list for restocking. And you can also look through the shelves and see look at pictures and some other things. And you can search, you can locate items. It also allows you to compare to like what you bought this last 6 months to the 6 months before. So you can say, okay, nobody's really digging this, so we're not going to buy that anymore. Right.
Nice.
We're not blowing through that. So it's called Pantry Check and works on iOS and Android. Can you do me a favor after you use it? Can you drop me a quick note and let me know your thoughts? Because if that doesn't work for you, I'll
Absolutely.
Go find another one. But I think this is going to be the one for you. I really, really do. And it's because that food storage one is just like I said, it's just not kind of, you've already done the whole prepper thing. Cam, thank you so much for your call. Thanks for coming back. See how nice I am? Not just once, but twice.
Hey, cheers for being part of the listening squad. Now, if you have something on your tech radar that you're dying to know more about, Easy peasy. Head over to commando.com, click email Kim. Now, every email you send gets my full attention. No kidding. Now, when you're ready for no fluff, just essential tech stuff in your inbox, head over to getkim.com and sign up for my free daily newsletter. That's getkim.com.
Okay, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends, the more money you keep. Pretty obvious, right? Except that with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, it's harder than ever to maintain good profit margins. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. It brings your accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR all into one platform and one source of truth. Reduce IT costs instantly. NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no local servers or software to maintain. Plus, having a unified business management suite cuts the cost of having multiple systems and improves efficiency. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. Through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Kim right now. netsuite.com/Kim. netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim.